It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Paul had some words for us in the book of Romans, for we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. 4-year-old Allison Hahn complained to her parents one day that her stomach hurt. Her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Terry Hahn of Horn Church, England, took Allison to the doctor for examination. Well, the doctor came back from making the x-ray of Allison's stomach and explained to Mr. and Mrs. Hahn why her stomach hurt. The doctor told the girl's parents that she had swallowed 28 beads, a dog's bone, 3 plastic toy bricks, a deflated balloon, a toy dog, 8 coins, some bird seed, sand, and leaves. You know, I would imagine that if you had all of that in your stomach, you'd have a stomach ache also. Now, the story about little Allison might startle us, or we might even find a touch of humor in it. But there's a higher truth which the incident brings to mind. We're created, you see, in a certain way. The organs of our body are made to perform certain duties. Put food in our stomach and we get energy to perform our work, run our brain, build our body. But fill that same stomach with junk, beads, bones, toy bricks, deflated balloons, toy dogs, coins, birdseed, sand, and leaves, and you'll come up with a tummy ache. Can we now move to another step, just a little bit higher? Man has about his makeup another part. We call it his spirit. Nurture that spirit with love and devotion and dedication, and it'll grow and give us the energy to perform countless good deeds for ourselves, our fellow men, and our Creator. But fill that spiritual side of us with junk, booze, filthy reading, selfish greed, prejudice, indifference, hatred, jealousy, and you'll come up with a spirit that has a spiritual tummy ache. No man with average intelligence would dare feed a child of his, or even himself, such objects as beads or bones, toy bricks, coins, balloons, and the like. And yet the same man willingly offers his soul only a diet of filthy reading, profane speech, indifference, and all the other junk which will kill the soul. And the diet he offers to his children oftentimes is no better. Our lives can get so cluttered up with things that have no lasting significance that we lose sight of those things which are most important. Eternity. You know, few people think seriously of it anymore. The only thing important is the here and now. I can hear a few people saying, "Don't come around me with this carpenter bit, preacher. I have a house, a good car, a good job, money in the bank, booze in the cooler, and bets on the horses. So don't bug me, preacher. I have everything I need." Well, maybe you do have everything you need. Maybe you do not. I'll not argue the point. But how about tomorrow? When it comes, and it comes once to everybody, will you have everything you need? Eternity may seem like a long way off, but somehow it manages to get around to us, to all of us.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.